Right. The local papers in New York are full of stories that I've decided to give Sid Rosenberg a second chance. I haven't decided to give Sid Rosenberg a second chance. I haven't given him anything. No. What I've decided to do, is Sid, he's going to come in Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, we need somebody to do, I know there was some confusion here at the radio station yesterday when I informed Lee that Drew,
yeah,
our general manager, and that other little shrimp is on vacation, or wherever he is,
right,
kids graduating. You know, Mark's kids graduating from Harvard?
Yes, I do. I sure as heck do.
But I mean, not that he...
Mark's kid?
I mean, not that he wouldn't or shouldn't. This is a kid who I believe scored 1,600 on his SATs. I believe.
I think so.
One of them, well, he has two kids. One of them did 1,600 and one pulled 1,580. Anyway.
Billy goes to Yale.
What I said was, I'm sitting in the office talking to Lee, and I said, and I called Sid. I called Sid. And I said, why don't you come in Tuesday and we'll talk about this. See what your attitude is. Because,
jeez,
you know, I've had about, in my life, about 500 second chances. So, I don't believe the guy's a racist, you know. I mean, maybe he is. If he is, he's not going to be on the program. So I'm talking to David Hinckley, who's, frankly, a friend of mine. I mean, I